This is St. Louis Public Radio. A 20th century Chilean poet who wanted her daughter to be more than just a princess is the inspiration for a dance performance on stage in St. Louis this weekend. The dance that's rooted in the poem called Destino Roto is one of three pieces in Dance St. Louis's Women Who Inspire presentation. Choreographer Stephanie Martinez of Chicago worked with local Big Muddy Dance Company to create the piece, whose title translates in English to Broken Destiny. But it's women's strength, not brokenness, that Martinez focuses on as she draws from her Mexican and Spanish heritage. St. Louis Public Radio's Nancy Fowler talked with her about her creation and its muse.
I was read this poem when I was a child by my grandmother. And for me, this work is loosely based on the many people who have actually influenced and inspired me throughout my life. It includes, and not limited to, the women of my Latino culture, the women that raised me. The name of the poem is Miedo, and the translation is Fear, and it's by Chilean poet Gabriela Mistral.
Yo no quiero que a mi niña la vayan a hacer princesa con zapatitos de oro.
I don't want them to make my little girl a princess in tiny golden slippers. How could she play in the meadow? And when night came, no longer would she sleep at my side. This woman, Gabriela, she's talking about, she's a mother, and not wanting her daughter to become a princess or a queen, and not growing up, you know, to be looked at as such, but she wanted her to be looked at as a strong, independent woman, and she really hoped that for her destiny.
You worked with your sister, who created the music, is that right?
I did. I'm the oldest of six children. She's the youngest. You know, she's 24, and I'm going to be 50. So we're really far apart. But the really cool thing was that, you know, I've heard her play music all around Chicago. She tours. She is phenomenal with the folkloric sound and her guitar and her band. But I came to her and I thought, you know, maybe she can do a couple of movements in this ballet. And then, you know, she did. What if I just compose some stuff? And I said, you compose music? And she goes, yeah. So, you know, we you know, it's just like, oh, I didn't know that about you. You know, we've grown up together and, you know, these surprises are coming out of the woodworks. And it was really neat. And so I said, well, you know, maybe compose two songs. Well, she ended up taking this beast of a ballet on and composing all of it. And I ended up using it because I just fell in love with it. And it felt really satisfying that we were able to collaborate ideas and spend some creative time together. So Mercedes and her husband, Itakani, wrote all the music before. So we did a lot of preparation from movement, vocabulary.
Mercedes is your sister?
Yes, Mercedes is my sister. So she did come in for about 4 days and teach the women how to drum. The women would be live drumming on stage.
You're saying some of the dancers?
Yeah, the dancers. No, the dancers.
The dancers.
Women from the Big Muddy.
Wow.
Yeah, which I, you know, that is definitely reversal roles. That is something usually men do. And so I wanted the women to have some fun. So there was a lot of components involved with making this work. And I did a lot of it in the studio and then took that to the Big Muddy and basically gave them a lot of material, but I really created it specifically on them for them because I thought they were the company that had the chops and that could handle it.